WJON News, I'm Tim Lyon. On this anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, some St. Cloud State University students who are also members of the military held a flag raising on campus. Dozens gathered to watch as the flags were raised to half-staff in remembrance of those who lost their lives that September day 16 years ago. Police suspect alcohol was involved in a pickup driving through a building in Zimmerman, leaving at least one person critically injured. Happened at Reliant Systems this afternoon. Two from inside the business airlifted, another two taken to the hospital by ambulance, and the truck driver, minor injuries. 19-year-old Brandon Cunningham jailed, facing charges after he allegedly stabbed 31-year-old Gregory Carlin in the stomach with a knife during a fight. Happened in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue in Foley early Sunday morning. A Big Lake motorcyclist hurt after hitting a semi Monday morning in Kandi, Ojai County. 49-year-old Lonnie LaPolice taken to Hennepin County Medical Center, non-life-threatening injuries. You're listening to WJON News. Several members of the Minnesota Air National Guard and National Guard are working in support of Hurricane Irma relief efforts. Some on standby at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, others are on the island of St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. Two line workers from Stearns Electric will join about a dozen other Minnesota power line workers heading to Florida. Eric Meyer of St. Joseph and Wayne Senst of Melrose will work to restore power in the wake of Hurricane Irma. SCSU professor Christopher Lehman is petitioning the school to rename Building 51 on campus the Ruby Cora Webster Hall. It would honor Webster, a black woman who graduated from the St. Cloud Normal School with a degree back in 1909. St. Cloud Toyota is looking to expand its dealership in the old Dunham Sporting Goods space in West St. Cloud. The storefront is adjacent to Toyota's current dealership and lot. And after a week on the loose, Rocky, the pet 5-foot-long boa constrictor in Princeton, has been found alive. Mille Lacs authorities say neighbors found the snake. He's back in his owner's care, although the police chief says keeping a boa as a pet is against city law. I'm Tim Lyon, WJON News.